5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So I've been back for a week. The show's obviously much better for it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You got to know where you sit. Third banana.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, it's a Monday. We normally just wander in and put some magnificent radio to air. And I'll tell you what we got today, Damo, in.
Yeah.
Because footy, of course, round one, attractive.
Oh, good.
Football's good to watch again, Fat.
Bloody oath.
All these bananas that say don't bloody fiddle with the rules and leave it as it is, they've fiddled with the rules and the game is better for it.
You know what, Jim? We're talking about how good the games are. So we're talking about Sydney, Gold Coast, Adelaide.
That's it,
and we're not talking about... Oh, we should do this. We should fix it there. So that is great. Footy is back, Jim.
Stories that are trending unusual. I'm not sure if I'm on board with that, to be honest. That's coming up later on.
Quote, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you what we're not talking about.
Right.
Geelong, Collingwood or North?
Or North.
In fact, I'm making a statement right here, Fat. I'm not talking about North all year.
Well,
I'm having a year off.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
They might need you back, I think.
But what is going on? Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. And g'day to the listeners. And g'day to you, Ryan Warren from...
Okay, Harry. Riley, thanks for your time. All the very best for the season, mate.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks, John.
You got chomped.
Riley O'Brien.
Nice.
What about what he studies? Physics and chemistry or something, Jim?
He's... Oh, that intelligent young man, Fat.
Very too intelligent.
Now, did you get... I didn't see the Sunday footy show. Did you replay the tennis?
Yes.
And how did he go with it, old Chompers?
Well, there was a list of five. I do this list. And five of Tony's tennis moments.
Yes.
And do you see the one where... poor old Sam Smith's pumping up this game, a women's game was on, and she's trying to pump it up and all that. Tony's left his mic on.
Oh, no.
I'll have a skinny, hot latte, please, and it's coming over the top.
Come on, Chompers.
And then a couple other things. Well, the number one was Naomi wins again, okay, and he had a bit of fun with Naomi Osaka when she won there last year and asked her how heavy the trophy was
and what she's going to do with her money and everything.
She wins, so we're all waiting for the big interview. James Bracey's there, Jim Courier, Yelena.
Dockage, yes.
Guess who wasn't there?
Who?
No Tony.
No Chompers.
No Chompers. You didn't get asked.
But you would have run Jim Courier's audio.
Jim Courier, that was very funny.
Love that.
Actually, Jim loved it too.
Oh, yeah.
I think we loved
it. Rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
What did you call him?
Well, I was just commenting on whenever you and Clint are here on the desk, all I see are big white chompers because you guys are having so much fun.
You guys are just smiling
the whole time. I mean, no one has more fun than you guys.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Good to see you, Rock.
Am I out of
Rock.
Here?
The Rock.
You kicking me out, chompers?
Rock. And Courier couldn't believe why everyone was laughing.
Gold.
Actually, Clint's got big chompers. I reckon he's had a dusting too.
Is he? The old chomp chomp.
Right-o. Now, Jim, a bit of footy, but we've got Damo coming in. Patrick Dangerfield straight to the tribunal, Jim. So I think that's 3 weeks at least.
Yeah. And you got to feel for, and we don't say this often, you got to feel for Ned. And Moo, mainly Moo.
Who's the parents of Jake.
Yeah, because Moo is a beautiful lady who's got magnificent children that look like her, thank Christ. Mm. But also she's got to put up with being married to Ned, who's a buffoon, who's a blockhead.
Cement head.
But they, two kids on the weekend, well, of course, Will a couple of weeks ago, and now Jake. Not easy being a parent and having to sit and watch that. So you feel for the kids, don't you?
And, mate, he went down. He was, he was not good. No. We'll see what happens there with Paddy. Oh, what about poor old Matty Rowe?
I know.
At the Suns, Jim, what's going on?
Alex Pearce at Freo. Oh. Some people are just unlucky, aren't they?
But there was some good news here. What about this? Stephen Rowe is a footballer from the Sandford.
Yes.
He works in the media over there. He's calling the Adelaide Geelong game, and his boy James kicked a goal.
Gies gets it. They break away. Gets it to Lynch. Trying to shuffle the handball over the top. It's Rowe in the pocket. Takes the bounce. He steadies himself. Rowe!
No, he's
kicked his first!
Oh, he's gone crazy.
Good boy!
Nice.
Well done there, kick
Stevie,
two.
He's been a stalwart, Stevie, in the media over there for many, many years. It does a bloody good job, so well done.
Yeah, well done to him. Just another footy story there. North Melbourne father's son, Jackson Archer, played in the VFL practice game, Jim.
Yep.
So look out there. He wore number 79.
I spoke to Arch about it because, mate, I remember him carrying Jacko around. I can't believe he's 18. How quick's that happened?
Exactly.
Anyway, I said, how did he go? And Arch went, oh, no, he went all right. He's you know, pretty nervous. He said, I said to him on the morning of the game.
Yep.
I said, how you go, mate? And he said, Jacko said, I'm fine. I said, so he was shitting himself. I said, no, don't blame him. I would have been too. Oh. He's a kid playing in it, you know, in the adults comp. He did all right, and he's a good young boy, so good. Well done.
Well done to him. Arch just stayed behind the fence, I think.
Oh, you're saying that now. Tough guy. Imagine if he was here.
I'd
you wouldn't
say
be saying
face,
any of that.
Mate. Oh. I used to build him.
Oh, of course you did.
Didn't go near us.
No, wouldn't have gone anywhere near him.
Hey, bit of basketball. The Melbourne United have finally had a win. They've been terrible.
Hutchie's mob.
Four in a row, but they did win, and Chris Golding, 16 points. And let me tell you, Jim, I was watching this game, and at one stage he got above the ring. Actually got above the ring and put it in like a dunk, which is unlike Christopher.
Yes.
And the other, our other man, Jock Landale, he was very good. He's going to be a star. You seen this big boy?
Nope.
No, I know he's a star, Jim, so just watch him.
Melbourne Rebels. Only follow them because that's Hutchie's mob, isn't it?
Yeah,
Hutchie's the owner of the, what are they called, United?
United,
come on, supercar. Got himself a seat courtside.
Two seats.
Oh, come on.
Melbourne Rebels, they won, Jim. They had a nice thumping win, 33-14 over the Waratahs, over the Tars, as we call them in the game now, the rugby league.
I'm sure.
Didn't go off half-cocked. Sheffield Shield, did you see this game? Tasmania versus
New South Wales.
New South Wales, Jim.
Bill, anyone who has ever played first-class cricket in this country celebrated this. Because your mob, New South Wales, are the most attested team in the comp. Everyone can't stand them.
Yeah.
So they're out for 32 sucked in.
32, Jim. So what about, first of all, they bat, the Tassie bat first, and Jackson Bird makes his highest first-class score of 54. So he's on fire. He's made 54. He rolls out there 10 overs. 7 for 18.
That's unbelievable.
At one stage, they were 3 for none. 3 for none, Jim. That happens in the under 10.
It does.
Mate, so unbelievable. They're chasing about 400 and they're in a bit of trouble. Well done, Jackson Bird. Peter Neville was top scorer with 10.
That's
not
it.
Out, Jim. So who are we going to have a chat to? When's our man
Marcus
coming
Harris,
in?
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. That's right.
Asking about that. Hey, Matty Jones.
Yeah, golf, please.
Oh, love that.
What happened?
Well, he's, of course, won the Honda Classic and ended a seven-year drought. He's won the Aussie Open a couple of times, but it's 7 years since his last one on the PGA Tour. 1.6 mil jumps in.
Wow.
Gets himself a spot in the Masters.
Yes.
Which is superb. And, Fat, did you know this? With that win, this is now the 33rd straight year of an Aussie winning an event on the US PGA Tour. 33 years in a row.
In a row.
The longest run of any country outside of the US.
Good work.
So going way back to the Shark, obviously, Graham Marsh and all the old legends, and now, you know, through to Adam Scott and Jason Day and this young man, Matty Jones, brilliant. Well done to him.
1.63. He's already earned 1.16 this year.
Yep.
So had a pretty good year. And he's gone his world ranking from 65 to 11.
Yep.
Well done to him.
Well
That's
done.
A bloody good effort
Love
there.
It. Love
and
it.
We might have some audio of Matty.
And Australia has another multiple winner on the PGA Tour, Matt Jones, the 2021 Honda Classic champion.
I mean, I've had some tough times in between that now, but, pretty emotional. 7 years, so I just worked hard. You can't get a tougher golf course to win on than this one in these conditions. So to be able to do that on this golf course is amazing.
61 first round, setting up beautifully. And I'll tell you what else I love about this bloke, Bill.
What?
He plays fast.
Oh, good.
He doesn't fart ass around like all those. Yeah, they're bloody seppos that play on that tour. Seriously, they're 8 or 9 hour rounds.
Mate, I saw one bloke the other day. He had 8 shots.
Oh, no.
Mate, it was driving me
farcical,
mad.
Whereas Matty Jones just walks up and hits his ball. He's brilliant. I love him. Well done.
Quick one, the supercars at Sandown, 500. Shane Van Gisburden. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim? He won race one. on Saturday, race two and race three. He won them all. He's too good. He's got a broken collarbone, by the way, and driving. Yeah, but our man, Davey Reynolds.
Finally
on the podium.
Podium.
Third.
Well, about bloody time.
Well, it's the first time since the Gold Coast back in 2019.
Been stenching it up royally.
Oh, come on, Davey.
That's why he's not on the show. No. And now he's back on the podium. We can have him back.
I think Shane will get him on.
No, we don't mix with Matt. We don't have Davey on until he does something.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to win.
He's got to win something.
Do you see the Cam Smith statue? Someone put a bit of Devon on his head. Where the helicopter pad is.
The old penalty spot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that was very good, actually, whoever did that.
Speaking of which.
What?
Old Damos.
Old nude nut. Look at the feathers. They're going back.
It's a rush hour with JB and Bill on the Listener app and on Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
All right, we don't normally start when Damo comes in with audio fat, but we're going to make an exception today.
Okay.
Hit it, please, Rabbit.
Essendon is certain he's in this game.
Purple.
Oh. Purple.
What the hell is that?
I was sitting pretty at half time, Jim.
Could it have been... Now, I'm saying this as a North Melbourne supporter, by the way.
Yeah.
Could it have been a worse weekend for Essendon? Firstly, they get run down by their arch rival after leading by 6 goals at halftime. Then Orazio Fantasia goes bananas.
Yeah, the only good thing for them was that Joe Danaher had a bad start to his new career as a Brisbane Lion. But no, look, that was an extraordinary game of footy, wasn't it? We'll touch on it in a moment. There's a good and bad to come out of that. But we usually start here on a Monday, don't we, with the news. And I think there's still none bigger, Bill, even as we speak at this time of Monday, with Paddy Dangerfield going to the tribunal tomorrow night.
What happens
tomorrow night?
I feel just the way it works, Jim, that they'll be able to, in some way, through his lawyers, work it back to a 2-week ban. And I... Look, we've all got an opinion.
You're taking that. I reckon you're taking it.
I sort of take the view three might be too many for what it's worth, and one's not enough. Do you see
no, it widely I'm taking different two. Well, it's a head clash.
Yep.
So that's what separates it from, you know, leaving the ground and actually picking someone off in the old Byron Pickett sort of style. It wasn't that. He elected to bump. And it was a head clash. The player got knocked out.
They have changed the rule there, haven't they? It's not accidental anymore.
Well, it shouldn't be, should it, Bill? Because the price to pay for Kelly is immense. And I reckon sometimes these situations, Jim and Bill, get sidetracked by the argument that the bump's about to come out of the game. No, there's no one saying you can't bump. All they're saying is don't bump and make contact with any form of your body to the head of the other person.
Yep.
So bump low, or in Dangerfield's case, he probably should have been going in for a tackle. But in the spur of
and
the moment.
And late. You know what? He stuffed something up just before, I reckon. He spun around and he's gone. He got a bit angry. But you got no protection as a kicker there, have you?
None
at all. Because you're open, kicking.
Yep.
Yeah. So it is. It's a difficult.
No, I think
one.
Two's fair.
Yeah. He's got a hard body, hasn't he, Danger? Accidental with what he did to Foston last year, and
he'll miss Brisbane and Hawthorn, and so will JC down there, the big recruit. Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, he might miss.
Cats are in a bit of a danger game this Friday, isn't it already?
Both need a win. Brisbane, of course, getting shocked by the Swans.
Yes.
Speaking of which, Buddy Franklin.
Yeah, big news. He got through a pretty strenuous fitness match simulation / practice match on the weekend. It's significant. He'll come into the team to play Adelaide Crows on Saturday now. John Longmire's already spoken saying that that's their intent right now. So he's on record saying that. His first game since the last game of 2019, which was his 300th. He'd missed the previous, I think, 7 to that. So it's been a really interrupted time for him. All of last year he was absent. Starts this year not in the team. But I think it's a massive plus for them, given what they did on the weekend against the Brisbane Lions and how they were able to blood in his first game of footy, a kid called Logan McDonald.
Don't mention him to me.
Yeah, and you're saying that because he went at number... three in the draft,
him, Jim?
And North had
Jim,
a choice
North,
to get him.
Yeah, why didn't North pick him, Jim?
Yeah.
Jim?
I can't speak about it.
Why?
Well, because I only had 15 blokes from the West in October last year. Only 15 different people rang me. They said to me, Purple, under no circumstances pass on this kid, Logan McDonald. 15 different blokes, including people that play in the Waffle.
Mm. And?
Don't pass on
and
him.
What happened?
He is a Jet. He's ready-made.
Jim.
So I did pass that on to the club I'm a long-term associate of, and I said, I keep here and do not pass on this kid. And then the draft came up, we're taking a midfielder. I started crying before the draft. And then I've just watched it on the weekend, and he's just opened up with three.
Takes some doing to kick three.
Looked
in your
like
first game.
He'd played 150 games.
Looked at home.
So did Errol. Oh, my God. Funny name, but.
Errol Golden.
How many Errols have played?
No, well done to the Swans, by the way. Yeah, bloody good performance. Hey, we're going to get onto the goods. Will.
You know, Buddy needs 56 more goals for 1,000.
He deserves 1,000.
He does.
He's been that good a player.
So the countdown will be on, won't it?
And he passed Lordo relatively recently, too, yeah, on that list.
Lordo doesn't talk about that.
Matty Rowell?
Yeah, again, as we speak, the Suns are yet to publicly reveal what damage he has done to a knee. It's a left knee. It's going to be extensive, Jim. It's just a matter of how extensive is the best we can report it at this point as we speak, because they're travelling back and haven't yet got the proper scans that they want to get done once he touches down.
I feel for him and Alex Pearce, by the way, who's missed a ridiculous amount of footy for Freo too, and he's now going to have...
More than 2 years for him, wasn't it? Or about 2 years for him. So
extended sideline. Lots of other stuff to discuss news-wise before we get to the goods. The holding the ball decision, St Kilda and GWS.
Man,
that is as ludicrous a piece of officialing as up.
You didn't like it?
Well, you've got to actually tackle someone for them to be holding a ball, don't you?
Did he just drop the ball, though, in that regard or not?
But that's...
He got bumped.
Actually have to be tackled, don't you? Unless they've changed the rules.
No, you've got to be tackled.
I don't have a problem with it, provided that becomes the norm. But we know it won't. We know that
that's not the rule.
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. Is that the rule is you have to be tackled, as I understand it, to be a judge to be holding the ball. Right. He was bumped and the ball fell to ground. We'll play on.
Mm.
I'm not saying it cost him the game.
Well, if you compare that with what we saw with Jack Silvani when he chased down his opponent and wrenched him to the ground, ball was just and held him, ball just spilled loose and nothing.
Mate, what about the medical sub? Were you all happy with that after one weekend?
Yeah, look, it will die down as a story. Some clubs chose not to use it, Bill. I think 8 out of the 18 were used. Right. Some, I think twice were used prior to a concussion or a head hit happening. Like with North Melbourne, with Curtis Taylor, he was subbed out. He was out, but just prior to that, I think they'd made their sub movement.
What about Clarko's reaction? I thought that was funny.
Oh, yes.
With Connor Downey being
the
debutant in inverted commas, not getting a kick in his first game and then being asked about it and referring to the club sponsor about KFC.
Anyone say KFC? I don't mind that.
Do you like that?
Well, humorous.
It brings in this club sponsor too.
It does. So he's achieved it both ways. All right, so we've got a couple of minutes, so the goods will spill out over to the next segment. But who'd you like?
I thought it's hard to go past St Kilda and what they did against GWS on a bog track. They were 11 points down halfway through the last quarter, Bill, when Hemelberg missed a goal he should have kicked.
Yep.
That would have put them 16 points up, the Giants. That was their opportunity missed. And then they just ground it out. And they had 8 players out of what could be their best 22. Well, now, whether all those 8 get into that best 22.
Well, here they are, right?
Yep.
Marshall.
Absolutely.
King.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryder.
Yep.
Patton.
Yep. Absolutely.
Geary.
Don't shake your head there. Yeah, well, Geary's the captain still, so yep.
Hanbury.
I say yes, because he was crucial in their finals win last year. We don't know, do we? Because
and
he hasn't
Crouch.
Played there. And Crouch, you'd say yes. So
that is a great win.
It's a good win. It's a really good win. And to win a final last year against a good team in the Bulldogs, to then back it up this year, an away win against the odds this year, I think it really sets them up. They should get King back for this round 2 game.
Yep.
So he will come back, and there's still an unknown about Ryder and as to how long Marshall's going to be away. But look, I reckon they can just draw on that. The other big win we touched on a moment ago, Jim, was the Sydney Swans over the Brisbane Lions. And just as you said, Bill, the three debutants who all contributed, 2 of them kicked 3 goals. There are other kids there who he didn't know much about, Winks and, who played well.
A couple of, academy kids, which Ed's been banging on for a long, long time.
Yes.
And now we're starting to see how good they are.
And I know you've been a big rat for Heaney, Jim, for a long time.
Adelaide have got to get a mention.
We'll give Adelaide a mention too, Heaney and Mills, Heaney's finally be the time they come. They've both been around for a long time now, in a footy sense. 2015 it was for Heaney debut, 16 for Mills. I reckon they're right to go.
I agree.
And I reckon that team is potentially
on ball or purple. Top 4. That's what he is, Ozak Heaney. Don't play him anywhere else.
And Mills.
Get him around the footy.
And they put Mills in there too.
Better.
Because guess what you're going to
get better and better.
The better sides this year are going to have a lot of midfielders.
That's it, Fat.
I want to talk about newspapers. Ooh. Who writes the headlines in newspapers?
The sub-editors write the headlines, Bill.
Righto. Do the sub-editors and the actual writers get on?
No.
Because
I shouldn't say that. No, as a rule they do, but there is a line, Jim and Bill. The writing journalist, as the reporters would say, they have issues with the subs because they often feel they put mistakes into their copy but never take the mistakes that are naturally in there. So.
Well, headline in the Herald Sun over the weekend, the Pies fought Treloar and Treloar won.
How good's that?
Which is good.
I like it.
I fought Treloar. But that's very good.
That's very, very good.
Then I'm reading the Herald Sun today. Paddy Whacked, which is Paddy, of course.
Yep.
Saints slay Giants in thriller.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Wet and Wild. Mate, they've got a new bloke in there. And he's actually bump steer, as in bum steer. Mate, he's actually quite good. I think they've got a new headline writer, Jim.
Headlines on stories for a thousand years.
I'm reading headline stories.
What's that one say?
Excess.
Excess.
Oh,
you can always go one too many.
Dame, are you? You knew I'd stuff that up.
Yeah, I did.
Silly four-eyed.
Hey, Adelaide, well done against Fats Mob.
Again, just to bring some energy, it can actually cover some other holes, can't it? They got to a point where they actually believed they could win, and then some things went their way when the surge, and it was always going to be an inevitable surge back, wasn't it, from Geelong? It came, but they weathered it, and they had some injuries, they had some adversity, but gee, it was an impressive win. And, you just don't know what it can do. That can fast track a development of a team by half a year, maybe even more.
The kids, weren't they? They were tackling 3-on-1 and things like that. And what I did like, at least they come back, the Cats. You always know they're going to come back.
Yeah.
And nearly got there and just, well, the free kick's 31-15.
Wow. He's already round one talking free kick.
Little man had a bad night.
Hey, speaking of the goods, for me, Purple, so many of what I call the flat earth society, people who actually prefer us to still be riding penny farthings and ploughing fields with a bloody horse and cart, said don't fiddle with the rules, leave the game as it is. All this garbage we hear every year from these clowns, they've brought in a couple of alterations to the rules and the game is so much better for it. Well done.
It might be the greatest rule introduction in the history of rule changes.
Yeah. And if you listen to these half-wits, we wouldn't change any rules and the game would be like it was last year, unwatchable.
We'd still be having 12 teams in a suburban sense in Melbourne playing at 2:10 on a Saturday afternoon, which would be good too, by the way.
Well done to Hock and his team.
Yeah, well done, Stephen Hocking. He's the man with credit. No one was putting up the hand for a minute, but now old Hock's walking around, oh, that's me, good on you, Steve. But on the weekend, Sydney kicked 9 goals in a quarter.
Yes.
Essendon kicked 8.
Yep.
Hawthorn kicked 8. Yes. And Port kicked 8. It's a lot of goals in a quarter.
But while we're on the goods, Western Bulldogs, that was a very impressive performance against the Pies, wasn't it, on Friday night? I know it's going back a little bit, but it was done in a manner which suggested that they are just on the right track with what they've brought into the team. And Martin coming in along with Treloar, but the Martin acquisition, once he got his body right again back to 2019 and pre-2019 levels, it was always going to work. It's worked in round one, and I can't see why it won't work for the remainder of the year, despite him being 34 at some stage of this year.
You know, he's fantastic. But you know what you love about Bevo? He makes them earn their spot. Johannesson not playing. Even their first pick, Ugal Hayton.
Yep, Jamara.
See, not playing him. Mate, you got to go back and work a bit harder.
Yeah.
Oh, Bevo, he makes them earn their spot. Yeah. Well done.
That's good. And a quick one to Melbourne too, but I thought what they did against the Dockers, I mean, they had to do it, but they did do it, and they did it on the back of some good leadership from Jakey Lever and Stephen May down there.
Very good, very good. All right, the other side of the equation, please, Purple.
Yeah, Essendon was a bad loss. So, as you touched on, Bill, they kicked 8 goals in that second quarter to be the certainty that I thought they were going to be, Bill. Yeah. 8 goals later in the third quarter to Hawthorn, it put them back. And that can set Hawthorn up. It can set Essendon back badly. Obviously, there's a chance to respond for them on this particular weekend. But their system broke down and they weren't able to arrest the run on it. That happens and people can easily say, why can't you stop a momentum flow? But they weren't able to. It was not a good start for them at all. Worried about Collingwood, Jim. I mean, obviously they've lost some quality personnel and we've debated that all since the end of last season. We don't need to back over that. But ultimately, the same problems that they had even with those three players that have been moved out were apparent again on the weekend, and there's no sizzle about them, is there? There's nothing.
Forward of the ball is their problem. I think they actually defend really well.
Yep.
But once they get it forward to centre, they've got all sorts of problems. If Big Mace doesn't clunk it,
yeah.
I mean, Myachek's a decent footballer, but he's in a good side, he's your third banana, isn't he? And does a good job of being a third banana, but he's not going to kick you seven or eight.
No.
You know? So that's I look at them, and that's where I think Nathan Buckley's got his biggest concern. How are they going to kick enough goals to win enough games?
And you love what Darcy Moore did in that particular game. And I mean, he's an All-Australian from last year.
Can you
and
now play him for it?
No. Not the way I think he wants to approach his footy.
Don't say no. Let's have a think about it. Let's have a chat.
Well, they'd have I reckon they'd have more problems if they took him away from where he was.
Because their back line's okay. We spoke about that. But because they need someone. Yes, they need someone up forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got there.
He nearly stuffed it up.
Hey, that performance, Purple, that was, and this is a big statement, that was Scarlett-esque.
And for you to say that, given you were in on the Scarlet Secret long before a few of us were.
That was as unbelievable a performance from a big key defender as I've seen since Matty Scarlett played his
You week. Heard Luke Beveridge, didn't you? And Caleb Daniel on the Saturday Rub say that they both thought he was clearly the best person. Or certainly Beveridge did anyway. So,
well done.
Yeah, and that's not taking too much away from the man who got the official medal in Bailey Smith, who was was unbelievably good in the continuation of his
already. What else
already
did you like,
career.
Purple?
I think there's troubles for GWS in a significant way. Again, they've lost key personnel. Their first offering in the new year without that key personnel was more of the same grinding effort. And they had St Kilda at their mercy at one stage of that last quarter, particularly with that Himmelberg shot, Bill. Again, I don't want to put it all into Himmelberg because he played okay, I thought. Yeah. But that kick, it left them 11 points up. They should have been 16, half a quarter to go. In those slop conditions, it would have been probably enough to I think to get over the line. And before we do finish up, Bill, your boys, are they too old? Are they too slow? Geelong.
Oh, it's round one, Damien. Let's just have a look after round five. We'll revisit.
I agree with that. I actually do agree with that. We often are guilty of making sweeping statements.
Well, you
No, I'm asking a question. On what we saw on the weekend, I think the question should be asked. And I think if they don't ask it internally.
So you write one bad article. Do I come up to you and say that's a shit article?
If you like the headline on it, you
Hey, Fat, we'll be watching closely down at GMHBA, this weekend.
Well, there's another one, Tom McDonald, and the headline, Tommy Gunn firing.
He's discovered headlines on articles.
He finally realised that there are headlines in a newspaper.
When did this happen, Bill?
Hey, guess what? I tell you what, the ruckman might be going away. Not one ruckman stood out over the weekend. Give me one ruckman that played really well.
Steph Martin, for starters.
He was okay. No. He was good. He's their best.
Yes.
Give me any other.
Rolly O'Brien was...
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he?
No. I think they might struggle in these new conditions.
Who suggested this to you?
Wouldn't have made that up yourself. Purple, great seeing you, mate. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
Damo's recovery session.
Plenty more still to come on The Rusher, including what stories are trending unusual. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill got a bit short with Damo in that last footy break there, Jim. He did.
Fading.
Had the free kicks and Geelong losing.
Move on.
Right.
So lost his way.
Yeah, he has.
Already.
He's going to get a bit zen now, I think, though.
I see the quotes back, Jim.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
Jim, bees don't waste their time explaining to flies that honey is better than poo.
That's it. This show's pre-recorded, and therefore we can get rid of that.
That's a good quote.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with it? You don't understand it.
No, I don't. No one will understand it because it's not going to air.
JB, you've had a bit of a taste of Bill's quote of the day, which is one of two of the new segments introduced this year.
This is what happens. I'm not here for 6 weeks and you come up with crap.
No, Jill.
Oh, Jill.
But if they're all right like this one, it's mine. Right. What stories are trending unusual, Jim?
Righto.
Listen.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
That's it, Jim. Have a listen to this. A mum is mortified as her husband sends uncropped photos after birth to his entire family. So what happened? Excited husband. He gets there with the camera and the doll's just given birth to a child.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happened, Jim? He failed, this is the husband, to notice that his wife's hospital gown was still up around her waist, leaving everything below to on show. So, Jim, She's he sent it out to the entire family, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
And she's had a look at it and gone, oh, no, you haven't sent this, have you? Oh, and no. Guess what, Jim? There was a bit still there to... Hmm, interesting. So that's trending at the minute as we speak.
Right. Is this the segment?
It's the segment,
or are you just giving me an example of what
segment.
You would put on
this
it? This is actually it.
And what about this thing? Yeah. The most Aussie thing ever, which we actually did a segment of this while you're away. But what about this photo here? Photo showing mates enjoying a beer at a pub while they're waist deep in water and the dog's there too. They're up in Sydney. The pub is full, like half full. And they're standing around waist deep having a frothy, Jim. How good's that?
Showing your photo.
Have a look.
This is radio. Like people can't see
this
photo.
This photo's gone viral right. And you're hearing it first here. So you'll right. see it tomorrow. That's what this segment's all about. How good's that, Jim? The boys, they've been flooded out up in Sydney. They said, nah, we're going down to the pub to have a frothy. How good. I love that.
You
and
like
taking
that.
The dog.
Right.
Did you like that?
Better than the first one.
That's gone viral.
Has it?
All right, I'll give you another one. Just pat here while we find this one, Jim.
All right, I'll give you another one. You reckon?
Just like the other one.
Yeah. No.
Another husband blunder here, Jim.
Right.
So he likes a wee little bargain. He's from Scotland, and he likes a wee little bargain. And guess what he did? He bought off the internet a bargain which he thought was artificial grass.
Right.
So they like he couldn't believe how quickly the mob delivered it. Mm. So he gets this big roll of, he thought, artificial
grass.
Rolls it out on the front lawn.
And?
Green carpet.
Oh, no.
Green carpet, Jim. There it is there, right? The whole front lawn. And the wife couldn't tell him. And he sat back and looked at it and she said, you just bought green carpet, pal. So not the artificial grass.
Not artificial grass, it was green carpet.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. That's trending?
That's trending.
Is it?
What do you give this segment out of 10, you reckon?
So the neighbours have come over for, guess what, a game of lawn bowls. They're playing bowls on his front lawn, Jim. But that's trending at the minute too. So get on the net and have a look.
Right.
That is trending on Stories Unusual.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good segment.
No, it isn't.
Jim.
Actually, it's heads bobbing between that and quote of the week as to which one's worse.
My two best segments while you're away. And you come back and destroy him.
Joey, well, wouldn't have laughed at that.
It's not going to get much better because Bill's joke's up next to wrap up another show. It's the Rush Hour. Jamie and Bill on Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw.
Oh, what a pity.
And Billy Brownless.
Absolute dickhead.
Been a good show too. I tell you what, Damien Barrett's been very good. The quote and the story's trending.
Really, that demo was good. Now.
The opening. Jim, and the joke.
The amount of people that come up to me and say, seriously, how do you put up with fat? And I go, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
What do you say?
I say, I don't know. This is the 11th year of doing this, and you haven't got any better. Well, and you weren't great at the start.
Well, you'd think I would have got better, wouldn't you? You reckon after 10 years someone gets better.
You'd get better.
They don't get worse.
But no.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Jim, because I just saw what – the trending situation with all the shows on Southern Cross Austereo. The Rush Hour is leading easily again. Did you see that?
Oh, you're talking podcast. So you're talking about downloads.
Downloads, right. That's what I'm trying to talk about, Jim. Yeah. And how are we going well there, my friend?
Marcus Harris is on tomorrow's show.
Looking forward to Marcus Harris. Yeah. He is a beauty. So and playing very nice cricket at the moment. About to go and play county cricket, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. Now, something humorous to finish the show.
Yeah.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Now, Jim, this is one I told maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I liked it, and I like it because you're a cricketer, okay? Yes. So you ready, Jim?
Yes.
The wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. I said, to be honest, darling, I didn't even know he played cricket.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Not only not funny, but I reckon rehashed.
I didn't even know he played cricket.
Yeah,
did this.
Yeah, no.
Could you see him
bowl.
Out the back there coming in off a short run and bowling?
So that was funny.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it wasn't part of the joke.
I could just see him over. Rover, you haven't. She put on a plastic glove.
Yeah, thank you.
Never call us again.
Not on your life.
Oh, no. Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
I got a joke.
I have a joke.